But let us go to him. Thomas, let us go, that we may die with him.
I speak to you in the name of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. We are now really approaching the cross. We are close to the time when we all gather at the foot of the cross. This year we're going to be journeying across town from here to St. Anthony's on Good Friday, gathering here at 10 o'clock, joined by people from other churches. We're going to be walking together. So we're coming now to the shadow of the cross, the sign of death. But there's something else happening here today, on this Sunday, as we approach Holy Week and then prepare ourselves spiritually for Easter. For out of death comes life. That's the meaning. We had the story of the dry bones, the metaphor of with God, life comes to the dry bones of our lives, that we, without God, are just people walking around like walking skeletons. But with God with us and within us, we have the sense of an aliveness. The same message came in the second reading, the reading from Romans. And now we have the raising up of Lazarus from the dead. With God, there is life. In Jesus, we find life. We know this. But still, as people today, we have another whole sense. And I have with me today my friends, Giraffe and Jackal. And Giraffe and Jackal often we get a fun time with, but today there's a more serious message. Giraffe symbolizes the love of God, symbolizes the reaching out, sticking our neck out with a big heart to know that God is there with us. And Jackal is that barking dog that barks a way inside of our minds. And I want to use Jackal as a way of helping us understand what often kills us and why we don't have life as we should. All of us have an interior jackal that barks at us all the time about the things that we should have done and that we didn't do well enough. One of my jackals is that I don't think I was a good enough father when my children were little. I don't like admitting that to myself or to the world, but I do because it's the truth. I was too much involved about being the perfect priest and too much involved in looking after the parish and not enough involved in looking after my children when they were little. And I lost a precious time. And I continually have the jackal nipping away in my head, barking at me about that. And it sometimes will even bring me down. All of us here today have our own jackals that bark at us and make us feel that we're not quite good enough. If only I had done that, if only I had done this, that I would be happier or better. We all have that jackal in us. We may be in partial denial about it, but in some moments, sometimes, we have that jackal biting at our heels, gnawing at our face, hurting our hearts. And it's hard to hear the message of the giraffe, the sense that God loves us, redeems us, and wants us to be at peace and at one with God. And I want to open a door today to another way of understanding our jackal and our giraffe. For giraffe symbolizes the love of God, the wholeness and at one with God. And I want us to think about that the jackal within us is actually this sounds surprising, is actually leading us to a deeper relationship with the giraffe, the love of God, the love of Jesus alive within us. For the jackal makes us conscious of the things that we emotionally or actually did not do or did do imperfectly. Things we have said, things we have done that we are not happy about. As it says in the old prayer book, there is no health in us. And we have that. But with an awareness of that, with that jackal barking at us, we can take that and in a time of confession, bring it and lay it at the feet of God. That the jackal, in a way, is bringing us, opening doors for us to come more fully to be within the love of God, is symbolized here this morning by giraffe. And so in this time, as we approach the cross, and we might hear the jackal barking at us, instead of being in denial of the jackal or afraid of the jackal, remember that the jackal is opening doors for us to help us purge ourselves and to make us more aware of the gift of God's love and the gift of God's forgiveness. That the jackal messages that we get inside of us saying, you weren't good enough for this and you weren't good enough for that and you should have done this and you shouldn't have done that. Take those things and lay them at the feet of the cross, at the foot of the cross. Give them to Jesus. For Jesus died for our sins and rose again. And as the messages are today, out of death comes life. And so the jackal message is the message of the things that we did that we shouldn't have done, that we can now be mindful of, that we then rid ourselves of those, knowing that we are aware of the impact of those mistakes we have made, but we bring them to the foot of the cross and we know that our sins are forgiven. And when the jackal rises up, as it always will, and barks at us, and nips at us, and wounds us, we can say, I've already sought God's forgiveness, and I know that I have it. I am forgiven, and I am now called to live a new life as a forgiven person, living the love of God in my day-to-day life, at peace with God and coming to peace with myself. Allow yourself through the gift of God's love to be internally healed. Internally healed. And when you have that sense that I am on a healing journey, it will make it much more easy for you to reach out to others who sometimes you see as the personification of the jackal, to meet them, to be gracious and loving and whole. For that's the message of bringing life to death. Some people in our midst are the walking dead sometimes because they have so much jackal inside of them that that's all they can be. And we can pray that giraffe will come and that they will symbolically start to understand the love of Jesus Christ and the redemption of Jesus Christ, the reconciliation of Christ, and be whole. Do not be afraid of the jackal. Do not deny the jackal. Do not try to strangle the jackal with doing other things like whatever you did to try to get away from it. But face it, talk to it, understand it, and see it as a way of helping you cleanse and to become closer to the love of God, as symbolized by giraffe, the symbol of love. And so I pray today, as we receive the sacrament, that we recognize that jackals are part of life, but that God, the power of God, which is the power of love, is there for us, bringing us new life, redemption, reconciliation, and the power to move forward as the people of God in this time, as people have done before us, exemplifying, bringing life to death, as Jesus brought and brings life to us. May God bless us all. Amen.